Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Power of Prayer, already in progress.
I wonder what I did wrong that my prayer didn't work for my wife, because you men... Us men, we're the spiritual head of our house. And Mike, when we pray for our mate or anybody else in our house, what should happen? It got to happen. It's the key to the kingdom. If it don't happen, there's something wrong with me or you, right? Yes, there's something wrong. We got to find out what this is. So I said, Lord, I don't understand this. And Eldon said, Thurman, why did God not answer your prayer? He said, I've seen you pray for Cheryl many times. And every time you pray for her, God answers your prayer almost instantly. She said, what's the problem? I said, Eldon, I don't know. I was just sitting here meditating on that myself. And I said, you know, I'm hearing something in the background, so light. And he said, what are you hearing? I said, praise. That's it. I didn't praise him enough. In Psalm 146, 4 or 5 times he said, praise me, did he not? Do you think he likes praise? He loves praise. So I said, Elder said, that's got to be it, Thurman. That's it. I said, Father, I just threw both hands up in there. I said, Lord, I want to praise you. I want to praise you. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to just thank you for taking that bridge off of Cheryl's mouth. Lord, I just praise you. And Eldon threw his hands up, put his knee against the steering wheel and said, Lord, me and Thurman want to praise you for taking that bridge off of Cheryl's mouth. Thank you, Lord. Me and him, too, the craziest men you ever seen in your life, driving down the road with their hands up, praising God. Out in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, we did this for 10 minutes or so or something like this, and my cell phone rang, and it was my wife. And I said, well, Cheryl's called me. Let me see what it is. And I grabbed my phone out, and I pulled it out, and I said, yes, honey. She said, what in the world are you doing? I said, well, me and Eldon's praising the Lord for taking your bridge off your teeth. She said, I knew it. She said, the thing just fell off in my mouth. True story. That's a true story. It happened, did it not, honey, just like that? Now then, why we couldn't get an answer to prayer? Because of why?
No praise.
No praise. Who do you think I am? I love praise. You know, if you girls want to see your husband do great things, praise him once in a while. He's made in the image of God. But you know, if you girls, husbands, if you hadn't figured it out yet, your girl likes to be praised too. When she does something, tell her how nice she is. Just like Cheryl, I tell Cheryl every day. Sometimes more than once a day, how beautiful she is and how I love her. I tell her. She loves it. Amen. Yeah. How many of you girls in here like to be told you're beautiful? No hands. I can't believe this. You girls need to, I mean, whenever I ask you a question like that, your hand ought to go up right like that. I love to be told I'm beautiful. Ain't nothing wrong with being beautiful. Amen. Just remember, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, so, and God made every one of you, so he wants every one of you to be beautiful. And the same way with men. God made us all, and he made us perfect in his image and his likeness, and he thinks you're handsome. Yeah. Now, there's some girl out there, some woman somewhere that thinks you're handsome, too. Especially if she's married to you. You know, that's the way every woman should think her husband is the most handsome man on the block. Absolutely. You know, and somebody else might say, him? I don't think he's handsome at all. I said, I don't have to, I'm not trying to fool you. I'm only trying to please my wife. She thinks I'm handsome, so that's all I care about. So if she thinks I'm handsome, she don't have no problem. And I say, honey, let's go to dinner. She has no problem going to dinner with me. You see what I mean? She loves to be told she's beautiful. And I think all you girls that didn't hold up your hand, I think you're just lying. I think you like to be told you're beautiful and everything too. So, but the Lord says there, we need to praise him. Does he not? Yes. For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. To the glory of God by us, by us, by us. We do this. It's everything is by us on the kingdom. Wow. Okay, let's go back to Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Verse 3, but not your trust, put not your trust in princesses. but in the Son of Man. Now, wait a minute. How many people do you know that puts their trust in man? I mean, the terrible thing about it is the first thing happens when one of us gets sick or we have a pain in our side or our back or anywhere else, what do? We go to the medicine cabinet usually first. No more. But that's what we used to do it, Miss Jackie. We go to the medicine cabinet. I know I used to do that. We used to have a medicine cabinet. I don't have a medicine cabinet in my house. It's non-existent. I don't use such a critter. I believe in God. If I need prayer for something, if I get a pain in my back or side or whatever, I know where the woman is that can pray the prayer of faith that prayed that off of me. And she's right here, sitting right here in the front row. But I know lots of you guys and girls that can pray that off of me if something happens. So I don't have, I got doctors all over the place. And the beautiful part about y'all don't leave no scars when you get through working with surgery. Everything's working, and everything's working good. And then the price you charge me is out of this world. Right. Nothing. Is that the way the king? See, the king wants to be our healer. He wants to be our healer, but we got to do it his way. We got to praise him. We got to worship him. We got to thank him. And if we praise him and worship him, and then you pray. In fact, I was just telling one of the ladies on the back row that I prayed for a while ago. She had a little problem there in her neck, and I prayed for her. I told her, I said, Cheryl and I was in Norway a few years ago, and a little lady like her, except her hand was all shriveled. I said, whenever I was going around the room shaking hands with everybody, getting ready to speak at the seminary, I said, I walked up to this lady, and she's got her hand all shriveled up like this. And when I saw it, I just put my hands around that and said, ma'am, may the Lord bless you. That's all I said. And the Lord instantly made that woman's hand perfectly normal in my hand, just like that. See, God wants to do good things for his children. But he needs a man that believes him. We don't need an unbelief man. We got too many of them. We need some men that'll walk in integrity with God's word. Men that know they're sons of God, that know who they are in Christ, and know when if their wife or their children has a problem, that mother is looking for daddy. One of the children just got hurt. Come home and pray. And either that or he'll say, I'm too busy, I can't come home. I'll just pray over the phone. God will hear my prayer over the phone. Have you ever had an answer to prayer over the phone? Oh, my goodness, like Dave said there a while ago, Cheryl and I, we set up every night, almost every night, and we pray for people. People call in via email, and we answer their emails till midnight, 1, 2, and we have been up as late as 4 in the morning, praying over people. And then what I love when we, you think, God, is God really hearing these things? I mean, this lady here is comatose. She's got cancer and on and on and on. And we pray, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I think the devil's older saying, this ain't worth it. That ain't, you could be sleeping. This ain't gonna work. Y'all know this critter? You've heard of him, right? And so you think, no. I have the keys to the kingdom. That scripture clearly says if two of us, me and Charles too, and if we agree about anything, it is done. It can't fail. So we remit the person's sins and pray the prayer of faith for them. And then 1 to 3 to 5 days later, whatever the reports that what we prayed for that night start coming in. One of them wrote back the next day and said, you don't understand why you, Thurman, you don't understand when you say have this woman remit her sins or forgive her sins. This woman's comatose, so she's had a stroke and she can't do nothing. I said, okay, no problem, honey. Me and you will pray the prayer of faith. We'll remit her sins. We'll pray the prayer of faith. And thank you, Lord, it's done. She's recovering and everything's great. Next day, the lady called back and said, man, whatever you did, she's setting up and eating and everything's going great. Does the word of God work?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, how about these miracles? I said, which miracle? I got so many miracles and so many answers to prayer. If I was to ask, I bet you, Carrie, I bet you if I asked you how many miracles you've seen in the last 2 years, you couldn't tell me. Isn't that a bad thing to have? That's terrible to have so many answers to prayer. You can't remember all of them. Miss Jackie, you're the same way. You know, you girls pray for people and things, and you're always telling me about the things God done in your life. Isn't he awesome? What are we missing? Maybe we're not praising him enough? Let's go down another scripture, another verse. Put your promise in the Lord. This breath goes forth. Let's verse 5. Let's go down to another one and see if we can find another one that has. Next verse. He made heaven and earth and the sea and all that. Wait a minute now. If you're having trouble with faith, believing, I'm going to be like this little pastor that we were somewhere, and he was teaching, and as he was teaching, he said, you know, I'm a pastor of a church, and he said, when God speaks to you and tells you to do something, have you ever spoken back to him and told him he needs counsel? And I thought, yes, I have done that a time or two. You have done that a time or two. We know what it is to talk back to God, right? So anyway, he said that one day I was reading about the cosmos, and I love that myself. The sun, the moon, the stars, and all the galaxies and all the stuff is there. And he said, I used to tell God when he would tell me to do something that, you know, Lord, maybe it's not going to work perfect like that. Maybe we ought to do it like this, or we ought to add this to it. He said, I felt like I had to give God counsel. But he said, one day I was reading about this star. And he said, our sun is a big thing. You know that? A ball of fire. It's a sun out there in the middle of a star. But he said, I don't think about that until I look in the scripture and I'm studying. Actually, he wasn't doing it from the scripture, but he was studying about the moon, stars, and all that stuff. And he said, I come upon this star in our galaxy that is so many times bigger than our sun. I mean, I forget how many times bigger. It was like 100 times bigger than our sun. But it's so far out there, you and me can't even see it. But the name of this star is Betelgeuse. Betelgeuse, I remember that crazy name. He said, when I found out that God made Betelgeuse, and it was 100 times, or approximately, whatever, 100 times bigger than the sun, he said, I decided that God didn't need counsel for me no more.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Power of Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.